Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a calmer, more controlled life. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? You know, one minute you're chilling, the next you're freaking out over something that seems totally insignificant in hindsight. Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments. But what if I told you there are ways to understand why we react the way we do and actually take control of those emotional swings? That's what we're diving into today on the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, understanding your emotional triggers and patterns. Because, let's be real, knowing your triggers is the first step to conquering them, right? Today, we're going to break down 5 key things you need to know about understanding those pesky emotional triggers and breaking free from the grip. First up, awareness. You gotta know what sets you off. It could be anything. A specific person, situation, even a certain type of weather. Pay attention to how your body reacts when you feel those emotions bubbling up. Maybe it's a racing heart, clenched fists, or a knot in your stomach. These are all clues to help you identify your unique triggers. Next, dig deep. What's the story behind these triggers? Why do they affect you so much? Often, our emotional reactions stem from past experiences, beliefs we hold about ourselves, or even things we've learned from our environment. Uncovering those root causes can be tough, but it's incredibly empowering. Think about a time when you felt particularly triggered. What was happening in your life at the time? Were there any recurring themes or situations that seemed to set off these strong emotions? Journaling can be a great tool for exploring these deeper patterns. Now let's talk about acceptance. It might sound counterintuitive, but accepting your triggers is actually a powerful way to overcome them. Don't judge yourself for feeling the way you do. Just acknowledge those feelings without getting swept away by them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't get mad at yourself for feeling hungry, right? Same goes for emotions. Recognizing them as part of the human experience is a huge step towards managing them effectively. Speaking of managing, let's talk about developing coping strategies. This is where things get practical. Once you know your triggers and understand their roots, you can start implementing strategies to help you navigate those situations more calmly. Deep breathing exercises, mindfulness techniques, or even just taking a break from the situation, these are all tools that can help you regain control when those feelings start to creep in. Finally, remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be times when you slip up or feel overwhelmed. That's perfectly normal. What matters is that you keep learning and growing from each experience. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and don't give up on the journey towards emotional freedom. Picture this. You're at a work meeting, and suddenly, you hear your boss say something that triggers past experiences of feeling belittled. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and you feel like you might just explode. But wait. This time, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that this isn't personal, and focus on actively listening to what's being said. You even manage to contribute a thoughtful idea, proving that you can handle challenging situations with grace and composure. D. It's all about awareness, understanding, and having the right tools in your emotional toolbox. So, remember, understanding your triggers isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about living a more conscious and fulfilling life. You are capable of mastering your emotions and creating a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep crushing those triggers. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little dose of emotional wisdom. Want to dive even deeper? Head over to our website link in the show notes for more resources, tools, and support on your journey to becoming the anti-anxiety stoic you were always meant to be. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it controlled, and keep it courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.